Disney World visitors complain resort has deteriorated, broken down rides and closed venues. By Ethan Lechtman on September 15, 2022. Despite dubbing itself the happiest place on earth, guests at Walt Disney World in Orlando, Florida, are expressing on social media that the resort appears to be in decline. Visitors at the resort have recently endured maintenance issues on rides, uncleanliness, overpriced tickets and food concessions, and other dilapidated features. Some believe the quality issues are related to leadership issues under CEO Bob Chapek, who succeeded Bob Iger before the park was shut down due to the Chinese coronavirus pandemic in 2020. Since the reopening of Disney World, expenses within the park have inflated, which has put a financial strain on families who wish to visit. One family of four from New Jersey estimated that their five-day vacation at the park cost approximately $8,500, including tickets, line-skipping passes, food, accommodations, shuttles, and other expenses. With airfare, the cost was around $10,000. A single-day ticket at the park currently costs $109. While guests would hope the increase in park costs would go toward enhancing the quality of the resort's features, video footage and social media posts appear to indicate otherwise. Breitbart News reported last month that guests were stranded for over an hour on the It's a Small World boat ride after the ride broke down, with one rider calling the experience torture. "At Hazy's Mum 22 we were stuck for over an hour. The torture hashtag Small World Disney bound hashtag Disney World oh no, creepa." In July, guests were forced to climb out of one of the cars on the Splash Mountain ride after it started sinking, the New York Post reported. Another attraction, the Under the Sea, Journey of the Little Mermaid, has been noted by guests to malfunction periodically, which has been captured on video. Half of the in-queue hermit crab effects simply don't work. In almost every scene something is broken, the moray eel's eyes for example. One eye words the other broken, one guest said about the Little Mermaid attraction. "You could do this for every ride, something is broken, unkempt, or not functional." Beyond the rides, a lack of cleanliness has become noticeable too. Some visitors have documented litter strewn across the park, while images from the Daily Mail show grime covering some of the resort's exterior walls and signs. At the Moderate Mouse, the trashiest place on earth, #DisneyHashtagDisneyTikTok#DisneyCreatorHashtagWaltDisneyWorldHashtagWDW#AnnualPassHolderHashtagTrash#GetOriginalSoundTBK. Users on social media have also made their ire known regarding what they see as a decline in quality at Disney World. "So sad Disney has fallen so far," one user wrote on Twitter. "You have shunned so many in the name of profit while offering lower quality of service and experience. Broken down rides and closed venues. Tourists visiting Orlando should spend all their money and vacay time at Universal Studios and SeaWorld," the user added. A Reddit channel called Disney Lacking was recently created for users to complain about their underwhelming experiences at the resort. "Some rides are a straight mess," one individual wrote. "Rides are also down a lot. It's been lacking since they reopened and I don't expect it to change anytime soon. They know people will keep coming regardless." "Before this Disney never seemed like a place where you felt like corners were being cut," another individual wrote. "Seems like right now they're coasting through with the travel boom and holiday guests." Other users blame Chapek and Disney's leadership for the decline in quality across its theme parks. "Two words, Bob Chapek," one user wrote. "This is what the new Disney is all about. Cutting costs and making more for the board of directors. I imagine, unless they put someone in charge that really cares about Disney and not the bottom line, it will stay like this." You can follow Ethan Lechtman on Twitter at @EthanLechtman.